Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. A report obtained by CBC News is warning that staffing and funding issues at the RCMP are affecting how it investigates national security files. That includes everything from foreign interference and terrorism to money laundering. Catherine Tunney has the details.
The RCMP's Management Advisory Board, an independent external oversight body, says federal policing is so understaffed and so underfunded, it's now at a critical stage. The report goes on to say, without major changes, public safety is at risk.
There is now a real risk of failure of the RCMP.
Christian Luprecht is a professor at the Royal Military College and Queen's University. He says more than anything else, these findings are directed at the Liberal government.
The RCMP is not able to deliver adequate and effective policing in terms of its federal mandate without serious political decisions and serious political attention and serious political direction.
Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc was not made available for an interview. In a statement, a spokesperson says the government will work with the RCMP to make sure it has enough resources. Catherine Tunney, CBC News, Ottawa.
The Amjinong First Nation in southwestern Ontario is under a state of emergency. It was declared as air quality monitors are showing high levels of benzene. The First Nation says it comes from a nearby chemical plant owned by the multinational company INEOS. The company recently announced a temporary shutdown of the plant to address an operational issue. The First Nation is located just outside Sarnia, Ontario. A Quebec family says it has finally located the remains of their father a month after he died while on vacation in Cuba. It turns out the body ended up being sent to Russia. But that's only part of the story. Allison Northcott reports.
He told me, your father in Russia.
After days of desperate calls looking for answers, Karam Jarjour says the Canadian government has confirmed his father's body ended up in Russia and that he's been buried. He says Canada is working to bring his remains home.
We need to wait like more time now. The situation is
complicated.
Faraj Ala Jarjour died of a heart attack last month while vacationing with his family in Cuba. His family paid $10,000 to the Canadian government to facilitate the transfer of Jarjour's remains back to Canada through a Cuban agency. But they were sent the wrong body. The Cuban government has since apologized. The federal government says its consular services and global affairs continue to help and support the family. Jarjour's funeral was supposed to be this week, but it was cancelled, and the family is still waiting to find out when they'll be able to say a proper goodbye. Allison Northcott, CBC News, Montreal.
The Canadian military is wrapping up its training program for Caribbean troops preparing for deployment to Haiti. They'll be joining Kenyan troops who have been tasked with the job of restoring order to Haiti, which has been overrun by gang violence for months. Paul Hunter reports now from Kingston, Jamaica.
It's the late stages of a month-long training program by Canadian forces, helping troops from Jamaica, Belize, and Bahamas prepare for a deployment to Haiti. The training is to help troops from the three Caribbean countries act as a support team for troops from Kenya, who are expected to lead the way into Haiti, which has been spiraling ever more out of control, with well-armed paramilitary groups having effectively taken control of the capital. From Canada, the training has included first aid in a combat zone and peacekeeping. And on this, the final day of training for the roughly 300 Caribbean troops, Mission Commander Tariq Masous, deployed from Ottawa, told CBC News.
So I feel good about it. It is absolutely a tremendous commitment by Canada.
Exactly when the Kenyan troops and those now trained by Canadians will go in remains unclear. Paul Hunter, CBC News, Kingston, Jamaica.
And that is The World This Hour. For news anytime, go to our website, cbcnews.ca. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.